Welcome to the WBGO Journal. I'm Doug Doyle. Today, New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill puts out a warning in advance of her budget address in March. New Jersey is facing a severe structural deficit.
We know the COVID relief party is ending after 6 years of cash flooding in from Washington and helping paper over some very real fiscal problems.
The fourth annual Let's Talk Women's Health and Wellness Symposium is coming up on March 14th at NJPAC. We'll talk to the founder of the organization, Deborah Belfano, and Newark's First Lady, Linda Baraka.
I think that Let's Talk is definitely just approaches the whole entire person.
An award-winning harpist, composer, and band leader, Brandy Younger, joins us to talk about her upcoming benefit concert at the Montclair Museum of Art.
Lots of the new music from the new album, Gadabout Season, but of course, we will absolutely take care of your Alice Coltrane needs.
All this coming up today on the WBGO Journal. New Jersey is facing a serious structural deficit. That's the word from Governor Mikey Sherrill during a news conference at the State House this week. Governor Sherrill says she plans to deal with a $3 billion budget deficit by cutting spending, not raising taxes.
During my transition, I heard directly from 9,000 New Jerseyans, community leaders, business owners, parents, teachers, union members, and more about what's on their minds. And I bring that with me to this work. By the time we finalize my budget, my team and I will have discussed it with every member of leadership and reached out to every member of the legislature, because this is a process that we're all doing together. I met with seven cabinet departments responsible for over half of our current budget, and I've instructed all departments to identify potential savings. Today, I just had the latest of a dozen weekly budget meetings with our new treasurer, someone you all know and who has decades of experience, Aaron Binder. We're here now because I want everyone to have a clear picture of our state's finances before I release my plan for the next fiscal year in less than 2 weeks. Bottom line, we're facing a serious structural deficit. We all know Trump's funding cuts will cost the state hundreds of millions of dollars next year, slashing health care and housing, food aid and foster care, schools and infrastructure. We know the COVID relief party is ending after 6 years of cash flooding in from Washington and helping paper over some very real fiscal problems. And let's face it, for decades, previous administrations have allowed for business as usual in Trenton and failed to solve things long term. We've seen too many one-offs, too many temporary fixes. I promised a different kind of leadership. So now we're staring down an estimated $3 billion structural deficit. If we do nothing, our entire $7.2 billion surplus will be gone by the budget year that begins July 1, 2027, and will be another $750 million on top of that in the hole. And since our Constitution requires a balanced budget, that would trigger far worse outcomes, including cuts to everything from school funding to pensions. It could mean credit downgrades and tax hikes, causing real pain to New Jerseyans. I won't let that happen. I refuse to put off for tomorrow what we have to fix today. Washington isn't coming to save us. Trump is only making things worse. We have to stand on our own 2 feet and make some tough choices. But that's fine. I've been doing hard things for most of my life, and that's what I was elected to do now. So to be clear, we're not going to raise taxes on New Jerseyans. We are going to look for savings, because together we need to fix Trenton's historic spending problem. And I'm going to stay laser focused on investing in three things that voters sent me here to do: to lower costs for working families, to protect our kids, and to make our government more transparent and accountable. And transparency is a big part of why we're here today. In my campaign and first executive orders, I've committed to building a government that's more accountable and focused on results. As part of that, in April, we'll be launching a pilot for the public budget tracking tool that I promised, allowing anyone to track state spending online throughout the year. It'll live within a bigger New Jersey report card designed to make it easy for people to see where their tax dollars are going and what families are actually getting in return.
Governor Sherrill will deliver her budget address on March 10th, and a balanced budget must be approved by the end of June. Let's talk women's health and wellness. It's the brainchild of founder Deborah Belfato, a two-time breast cancer survivor, community activist, and leading advocate for women's health and wellness. Now in its fourth year, the annual Signature Symposium at NJPAC attracts nearly 1,000 attendees who come together to experience a wide range of activities and connect with the best and brightest in the health and wellness arena. And today, to talk all about it, we are joined by Deborah Belfato. Great to see you again, Deb.
It's so lovely to see you again, and thank you very, very much.
It's my pleasure. This is a very important symposium. We're also joined by Newark's First Lady, Linda Baraka. Great to have you back on the show, Linda.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here today.
We're excited to have you. And First Lady, we spoke before and we talked about you do not have breast cancer in your family history, but you've been a big part of a lot of these health exhibits and fairs and symposiums throughout your time there with the mayor. Health and wellness is very important to you.
Taking care of women means that we're taking care of our communities. Women are the head of our households, whether it's financial, well-being, overall, we take care of our families. And so if the woman is not taking care of, our families won't be taken care of. And ultimately, that lends itself to our communities. And so for me, it's really important to make sure that women put themselves first in terms of taking care of your health, your mental health, your physical health, and your financial health.
Talk about a survivor. That's when we talk about Deborah Belfato. And Deb, you have really made this such an important event now in New Jersey at NJPAC. When you have 1,000 people get together to talk about one issue, you know you have touched on something that matters. Congratulations on that. Now, the fourth annual, tell us some of the exciting things that are going to be happening on Saturday, March 14th at NJPAC.
I'd be thrilled to do that. And I also am thrilled to be here in sisterhood with our First Lady and someone that I call a dear friend, Linda Baraka. We have big plans for March 14th, and we want every woman who deserves to be there to call it a me day, because that's what it is. It's a day for and about women to listen, to learn, to love. It just really, I think there's nothing quite like it, frankly. We gather in sisterhood. Women arrive that don't know each other. And by the end of the day, they're making lunch dates. They're dancing in the lobby of New Jersey Performing Arts Center. It really creates the deepest, most wonderful feeling of I matter. You matter. I matter. Everyone matters that day. And one of the things that we are most proud of, Let's Talk Women's Health and Wellness, is our audience, our guest. I would say that there aren't that many audiences that look the way our audience does. It's all ages, it's all sizes, it's all colors. It's just what I believe the world should look like. It just is so important that women show up. And, you know, there's always excuses, right? Because to Linda's point, we are the heartbeat of the family. So you've got to be there. You've got to be here. You know where you need to be? You need to be at NJPAC on Saturday, March 14th. No excuses. No excuses. Because, you know, women have to advocate for themselves. That's all there is to it. We have to elevate our voices. We've got to say what needs to be said out loud and be heard so that every woman has the same access to resources that I did and do. You know, I'm here today because I had extraordinary resources with both of my diagnoses. And I want that for all women, right, Linda?
Absolutely. And one thing that you didn't mention that was like we're there to listen, to learn, and to ultimately talk about our health and talk about our financial stability, to talk about our sisterhood. And so that's really why I love Let's Talk.
How did you two meet, Linda?
Oh, we both serve on Sisterhood for Good, the Women for NJPAC Trust Board of Trustees. And so I met Deb through that network. And ultimately, like she said, right, like when you go to Let's Talk, you leave as friends, you leave as sisters. And we've been able to continue to build on our relationship through her program, through the programs at NJPAC, and then through what I do as First Lady of the City.
Linda. Deb is the kind of person that, all you have to do is talk to for a few minutes and you can feel the energy, you can feel the passion, you can feel the care that she has for sisterhood and for the women of New Jersey and trying to make a difference. And I know you feel the same way too, because that's what it's all about. We're all here together and we're only on this planet for a very short period of time. And we are blessed to be here, and we need to make sure that our friends and neighbors are as healthy as they can be.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things I love again about Let's Talk and Deb is that she wants the program to be inclusive, right? And so you have the opportunity, if you purchase a ticket to Let's Talk, you have the opportunity to purchase a sister ticket where you can gift that to someone who can't, who might not be able to afford the ticket or who didn't know about the program. And so we've been able to partner with Newark Women's Meeting, a number of organizations throughout New Jersey where young women and women who won't necessarily be able to afford the ticket are able to participate. And so the room there is really, really diverse. You have women of all ages, all backgrounds coming together to talk about women's health because that's what we have in common. And another thing I also wanted to point out was that, again, the inclusivity of it all, right? Like it's not just focused on one particular gender, one race. I love that about Let's Talk.
Sure. And Deb, there's always a different aspect to the symposium. What does the fourth annual bring to the table?
Thanks for that question. It's a good one. So, everything is driven off of our five pillars: human connection, physical wellness, mental wellness, financial wellness, and spiritual wellness. So the topics this year go deep. One of the things I'm particularly excited about is the afternoon keynote, with its focus on happiness and joy. I think we all need a good dose of happiness and joy. And that panel, the combination of talent and heart and what these four women are contributing to sisterhood and to society, I think is just going to totally elevate the day. We have a comedian, a woman comedian, Bethany from Montclair, who's going to open up that session because we all need a good laugh. We got to lighten up, right? We've got to infuse more joy. And I think just simply by the colors alone, that when you walk into the lobby, and our pinwheel spinning in the direction of moving forward at all times, because we get stuck, right? So we have to think of that forward motion. And I'm always inclined to come up with a new ism every year. And this kind of dropped into my brain a few weeks ago, be the ripple. Because people are stuck sometimes. Right now, there's a lot of people feeling stuck. So, what you have to know is that you have the power to create that ripple slowly but surely. It doesn't have to be the wave, because that can be a little bit ferocious, but a ripple effect, when you really think about that, is so impactful. So we're going to see a lot of that day, the ripple effect. And And truth, the truth is, this year, I was pretty awestruck when we really reviewed the panels and the speakers and the docs and the talent and the marketplace. I'm like, look at this. I don't even know all these people, which I think speaks volumes. We have really extended our footprint. Not only are we showing up that day, but we are really building out our community engagement events over the course of the year because we're now a 501c3 and we're building a board of trustees and we just are looking to the future to really spread a wide net over the state of New Jersey. We had a conversation a couple of weeks ago with the head of a hospital system in South Jersey, and we were all enthusiastic. What can we do? We want to show up. She's like, we need food and water. We really are, they're suffering. You would think we were two different states. So we've got work to do. And when you've got people like the First Lady who puts so much heart and so much power into everything she does, and that's the truth. But does it in such a full of grace way when she shows up? Something very exciting that's happening is one of our major sponsors, New Jersey Imaging Center, is very soon to be opening an imaging center right on Broad Street. So there is no excuse for anybody not to get their mammogram in a timely way. They've been a big partner to us, as have many of our other sponsors. But our presenting sponsors, we couldn't be in better company, New Jersey Imaging and RWJ Barnabas. And they really believe in us and they just keep coming back. So we're just getting, I love this, bigger, better, and bolder. I know, some of us are like, well, we keep using that. Well, I believe that we are becoming more of that because we need to. Women's health deserves a lot of attention.
And you talk about bigger, better, and bolder. That only happens when the previous symposiums are a success. And that's what's happened. And if you want to register, and you should register, is go to letstalkwellwomen.org. That's where you can see those five pillars of wellness: human connection, physical well-being, mental health, spiritual health, and financial health. Linda, when you see these five pillars, what strikes you?
Spiritual, like you said, is a major part of our city. Councilwoman Roundtree, who leads the Office of Faith-Based Initiatives for the Mayor's Office, is a really big part of our city, and I was happy to see that as one of their pillars. I think that Let's Talk is definitely just approaches the whole entire person. And so if you're looking for, no matter what you're looking for, March 14th is the day to be at NJPAC.
Deb, what have we learned about breast cancer and breast cancer awareness that we didn't know maybe the year before?
Oh my goodness, the treatment modalities. And one of, I'm so glad you asked that because one of the panels will be Dr. Eleanor Teplinsky will be talking about life after breast cancer. It never really goes away. It comes with all kinds of post mental, physical, women don't feel like themselves the way they used to feel. Yes, we have treatment options. Yes, we have options for plastic surgery. We have so many great options. But I was with a young woman the other night, and she'd been recently diagnosed, and we're seeing far too many young women diagnosed. And she's angry because she said, I get it. There's treatment, there's good drugs, but why did this happen to me? Why? And she was so adamant about that question. We got to figure that out. I mean, we're still seeing 1 in 8 women be diagnosed with breast cancer. So we're really, really focused on getting to the core of why this just keeps on, it just keeps on going. I'm so lucky, but there's too many women that just aren't quite as lucky as I am. But there's more and more and more women surviving and thriving and living beautiful lives. But we want to keep increasing those numbers, and we want to look at the whole person because that's what Let's Talk is all about.
Once again, letstalkwellwomen.org is where you can go and register for the 4th annual Let's Talk Women's Health and Wellness with its founder, Deborah Belfato, and First Lady Linda Baraka. Thanks again and continued success.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can see my entire conversation with Deborah Belfato and Newark's First Lady Linda Baraka on the WBGO YouTube channel. Art Meets Jazz is the yearly fundraising event of the Montclair Art Museum's African American Cultural Committee that support MAM's Ben F. Jones Scholarship and related arts programming. The committee's producer and co-chair, Jonathan Lee, began producing AMJ 8 years ago in collaboration with WBGO legend and NEA jazz master Dorthon Kirk, with influences from the successful Jazz Vespers series at Bethany Baptist Church. This year's concert at the Montclair Art Museum welcomes the Brandy Younger Trio on Thursday, March 19th from 7 to 9 p.m. with doors opening for a pre-event reception at 6 p.m. Joining us today is the award-winning harpist, composer, and band leader, Brandy Younger. Great to see you, Brandy.
Great to see you too, Doug. Thanks for having me today.
The Montclair Art Museum's big event here, Art Meets Jazz. Obviously, you have been a big part of the music scene for a long time, but you know the importance of teaching young kids and getting kids the opportunities they need to learn about the arts and music. This is why you wanted to do this event, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think, and also whenever Dorothan calls, the answer is yes, of course.
You have a wonderful relationship with DK, don't you?
Absolutely. First, we met because of Courtney Bryan and doing the Jazz Vespers at Bethany Baptist Church. So I've been lucky enough to stay in her good graces this whole time.
Before we started this video, you were showing me Alice Coltrane's harp that you have at your place. Tell us about that.
I was. Last year is something that the Coltrane home and estate dubbed the Year of Alice, where we did a host of concerts and talks and all of these Alice Coltrane related events. But one of the things that was a part of this event was the restoration of the harp. So I was lucky enough to not only, of course, have it restored and play it, but it came just in time for my album. So I ended up getting to record my album on the harp, which was really, really special.
I can only imagine. What was the feeling as you were plucking the strings of that harp?
This is not the first time I've played the harp. I played it some years ago for a wonderful event we did in LA. However, since it's been restored, it has a new neck, it has a new bass frame, it has new strings. I really feel like there was like this special unspoken permission given to me to really be able to have my own voice on it. I've had so much time to practice on it and to just spend time with it. It's not like, oh, hey, we're going to play this concert and that's it. I found my voice on the instrument. And so that's really, really special.
Well, also will be very special is this event coming up on the 19th of March at the Montclair Art Museum, Art Meets Jazz. Your trio will be there. What can we expect from the trio this night?
So we'll have Rashawn Carter on bass, Alan Mednard on drums, and we'll be playing lots of the new music from the new album, Gadabout Season. But of course, we will absolutely take care of your Alice Coltrane needs and your Dorothy Ashby needs as well. So it'll be a lot of new music, but some oldies, but goodies too.
Now, we'll just talk a little bit about the scholarship, because some people might not be aware. The Ben F. Jones Scholarship is dedicated to promoting diversity in the arts and is available for high school students through age 20 to teenagers, 13 to 17, or adult ages 18 plus, and the MAM School of Art classes and workshops. The scholarship covers tuition and art supplies needed for the class. Award recipients receive a one-year membership to the museum. If you're not familiar with Ben F. Jones, he's an artist, activist, and educator who uses his art to bring awareness to the plight of humanity throughout the world. He's a native of Patterson and co-founded the African American Cultural Committee at MAM 40 years ago. When you were going through school, who was the person, the educator, that recognized early on, wow, she's talented. She's got it. She's got it. Who was that person?
I don't know if I had anyone. that said that. However, I did have some of the most influential teachers. I had a social studies teacher. I had a Spanish teacher who was so dignified, and she would really just sort of lecture us every day in Spanish. Sometimes when she got really mad, she would speak in English to us. About how important it is to take your work seriously, how you speak, your grammar in English, even though most of it was in Spanish, and to read and to learn. And she's someone that, you know, these lectures every day, it just kind of would stick. Because, you know, kids can be rowdy, especially when you're a teenager. They don't want to hear that. But she had a major influence. And then it goes without saying, our music teachers, our music wing in our school was our safe haven. We were spending our lunch break in our music teacher's office. You know, literally, they couldn't have a break. They're eating sandwiches and we're in their face. We're playing Sir Duke. We used to have to play that Sir Duke horn line every term, didn't matter what instrument you played. I was playing trombone at the time. Do you know how hard that is? I was like struggling through it. But I think the music teachers are the ones that really, in their own tough way, believed in all of us, literally all of us, and let us know in their way that we could do it, but we have to push harder and push harder and push harder and don't give up and don't wear a durag on your head and don't wear sweatpants.
What is the song that you will play on the 19th that will mean the most to you?
That will mean the most to me. Oh my gosh, dog. We're going to play the album, the title track of the album, Gadabout Season, which is all about finding joy along the journey of life. Sometimes life can take a dip and it just takes a lot more work to find joy. And so it's really just about intentionally finding those happy moments. So I think that's my fave.
We appreciate your time today, Brandy Younger. The trio, her trio will be performing on March 19th at the Montclair Art Museum. It's Art Meets Jazz, and it's a yearly fundraising event that is from the African American Cultural Committee for MAMS and supports the Ben Jones Scholarship. You want to be there and you want to be a part of this, and you want to make sure that that you register at montclairmuseum.org. Brandy Younger, you are a breath of fresh air on a kind of overcast day here in New Jersey. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to the 19th.
You can see my full interview with Brandy Younger on the WBGO YouTube channel. Thanks for listening to the WBGO Journal. I'm Doug Doyle. Join us next Saturday morning at 5:30 for another edition of the award-winning WBGO Journal. In the meantime, stay tuned to the world's greatest jazz and blues station, WBGO and WBGO.org.